Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host and part of eMoney Advisor. Today we're diving into a topic that some of you might not be familiar with, even if you're actively using eMoney daily. But it's something that could help in both the efficiency and effectiveness of your business as an advisor. I'm sitting down with our very own Stephen Sharp to talk about data migration. Stephen is the manager of data migration services here at eMoney. In this episode, you can expect to learn how data migration services can help you focus on the things as an advisor that you really want to be focusing on, while still completing the other necessary parts of the financial planning process with the help of our team. So let's dive into learning more about data migration with Stephen Sharp. Hey, Stephen, thank you so much for joining the podcast today. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about who you are and what you do here at eMoney?
Yeah, hi, Kate. Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here today and talk about the data migration services team and how we can be of value and educate our advisors what we do. So I've been with eMoney for about 10 years. So I started in 2014 and was on, starting client support on the phones. And just bring that up, that I really learned the product and how to service our clients, and joined the data migration team about 2 years ago. And it's been a great transition, really supporting our customers and, helping getting their client data into eMoney, as well as, talking through options they have to make sure everything's consistently done. Our team has grown year over year due to the demand, which is a lot of repeat customers, which is spread word of mouth. Really want to highlight, though, is the team that we have in place on the data migration. It's made up of four specialists with over 20 years of experience. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me and my background at eMoney Advisor and the team itself, Kate. So I hope that helps kind of give a glimpse into the team.
It does. I'm sure you've seen a lot of new things come to life at eMoney over the last 10 years. And I personally know how great your team is. But can you explain a little bit about what the data migration team focuses on and a little bit about the services that your team offers eMoney?
Absolutely. The data migration team really has two workflows and two services that we offer. That's going to be the first, our manual case entry, which is typically for a new client, or we also update existing clients that are already entered into the advisor's eMoney profile. So the process is, the advisor will upload financial documents into their vault, which is safe and secure. Then one of our specialists will review all of the data that's been inputted, make sure it's eligible, make sure it meets the requirements. And once we review all of those documents, we provide a quote to our customers, which is charged at $50 per hour. When we enter data in, it is strictly based off of the fact finder, and we don't work under the plans section of eMoney. So we strictly enter in, client information, including name, address, email, all of their facts, which includes income, expenses, liabilities, any property they have, any insurance policies, as well as and any investment accounts they have. Really baking out their net worth and making sure we capitalize the full financial picture. Other service that we offer is more on the data migration side, which is more internal migration, right? So the case entry is more going to be the external data that is outside of eMoney. For instance, like the financial statements, we have documents from MoneyGuy Pro, but the data migration side is when one advisor is changing custodians or broker dealers and they need their data migrated to a new account. That data does not automatically be transferred to their new account, their new subscription. So they really have two options to plan accordingly, is to start from scratch, entering that data in, or they can use our services. And we have technology that helps migrate the client data efficiently. That's going to include, you know, all of the clients that are under their book of business, their facts, their vault files. And the data migration side is charged a little bit different than the case entry, where we charge based off of how many data points they have in their system. So we review, you know, their client, their facts, their vault files, and based off of the data points, we have a flat fee schedule that'll summarize a price. So for instance, if they have around 5,000 data points, that's considered a medium-sized migration, and that's a $4,000 charge for the migration to happen. So that's kind of the two different sides of our services.
I love that you talked about the efficiency aspect that data migration can help with. And I think that, you know, we'll get into that a little bit more throughout our conversation, which I'm excited for because it's something that we talk about pretty frequently here. Are there certain parameters that eMoney has to help determine if the advisor is a right fit for data migration services?
Yeah, that's a great question. We don't have specific parameters, if you will, but they have to be an eMoney licensed user to use our services. You know, if you're interested in you know, signing up with eMoney or becoming a user and you're not a current eMoney licensed user, we unfortunately cannot assist in that kind of scenario. They have to have an eMoney subscription and, you know, really just making sure that we align on their, you know, wants and needs. We cannot work, like I mentioned earlier, in the plans or what if section of the software. So just making sure, you know, that the advisors, what they're asking for, we can do. So if they're looking to run through like suggestions or run through what advice they should provide to their clients, that is something that our team does not do. We specifically enter in the data provided from financial statements into the fact finder and not FINRA approved or anything like that. So just wanted to make that distinction as far as you know, what we can and can't do. As well, something to keep in mind for the migration side of the service I just explained earlier, there are some approvals that we need to obtain before we can actually perform a migration. We'll talk more about this later, you know, in this call, but certain enterprises or home offices require approval to release the data. So if you're associated with MassMutual or LPL, before we can perform a migration, we need that home office approval to do so. So just working, you know, and all this is, we talk throughout the process when interacting with their customers. Those are really the only caveats if anybody's interested in using our services.
Identifying those expectations and setting those expectations around what the advisor is looking for and what you are able to do on your side of things is so helpful, I'm sure, for advisors, even just as they're listening to this. For the advisor who is interested in this data migration process, what does the start of that process typically look like for an advisor?
Absolutely. So the first step is really the advisor is reaching out to us, letting us know they're interested in our services, right? That's normally done via email on our corporate website. There's advertisements how to contact us. Also calling our customer support line, get escalations that way for advisors who are interested, you know, in outsourcing their data entry needs. So the first step is advisors coming to us, letting us know they're interested in our services, and that starts the relationship. And once they approach us, we really obviously try and identify what their needs are. Is it more the manual case entry with needing to get external data into the system, you know, via financial statements, Excel files, even report from competitors? So we'll walk through that process, what it looks like. And then, you know, on the migration side, just making sure that thing is understood as far as them working with their sales account manager to make sure the new contract is set up. So really the start of it is going to be the advisors coming to us first. And I can definitely talk through the process as well, you know, what it looks like once they agree to move forward. So the first step is every advisor is required to submit and complete a data migration request form basically a formal submission interested in using our services. Once they submit that request form, it will create a case in our queue, and we'll reach out to that advisor as soon as possible, understanding what their needs are, their timeline, those sorts of things. Once that is done, we then instruct to upload financial statements into the advisor vault. Once that is done, we will then review the documents, you know, analyze how long we think it's going to take to enter that data into eMoney, and provide a quote based off of the number of hours we're projecting, you know, times that $50 an hour rate. Once we're done doing that, we agree on the price. The advisor, you know, then signs the DocuSign agreeing on the price and all of the logistics. We can begin working on their case. And it's normally around a 1 or 2 business day turnaround for us to turn around that case when it's first created. Our process is one specialist enters the data, and then we have another specialist who QAs it for quality assurance purposes, because we just want to make sure that, you know, everything is done accurately, and we have, you know, 4 set of eyeballs on things just to make sure that an error didn't occur. Once completed, we then upload that quality assurance sheet to the advisor vault, which is going to document everything we entered into the fact finder. It's going to list out, you know, all the income, all the expenses, and how we titled it. Also have any special instructions on there, so anything to draw attention to. I just wanted to highlight that as far as our process for making sure the advisor knows all of the data we entered in, as well as throughout this entire process, we're always in contact and engaging with our customers. So we have questions, what does this mean? How do we model this? We'll send follow-up emails or even ask to hop on a Zoom phone call just to make sure we understand before we actually enter into eMoney. So that's kind of what the start looks like and how it evolves, you know, over time throughout the course of the case.
It's so cool to see how the data migration process is working with the features that we have in eMoney and utilizing those. Like you talked about the vault and having the advisor upload different documents to the vault, and to see that work in tandem with the data migration process is so cool. We talked a little bit earlier in our conversation about, you know, data migration and how it allows, how it lends to the efficiency aspect of business. And so I kind of want to dive into that aspect of efficiency. It's something that I talk about with a lot of the people who have come on the podcast and also with our advisors one-on-one in conversations. How does data migration support the effort to help our advisors make business more efficient?
Yeah, that's a great question and something that we hear a lot of feedback from our advisors as far as why they use our services. Really at its core, you know, advisors want to keep building relationships with their clients. A lot of times data entry, you know, data migration can be time consuming, right? Whether it's a new client or a prospect or even updating existing clients, their financial picture changed, that is very time consuming. And it can be, you know, a variety of things. It could be just resources, maybe, you know, a small RIA shop with only one advisor, one power planner and one administrative assistant. It's hard to find the time of day when to enter the information in without, you know, sacrificing being there for your clients. So one thing that we consistently hear from our, you know, customers is just how efficient we are in entering the data. And that speaks to what I mentioned earlier with the tenure of the team, really knowing eMoney in and out, over 20 years of experience. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the advisors are optimizing the client entry process, onboarding clients more quickly, and increasing the speed of adoption, increasing client retention, also scaling your practice more effectively. I think all of those things happen organically when you have more time in your day instead of, you know, just entering the data, you know, yourself. Again, each office is different, but really at its core, I think it's going to free up time and resources.
That's great to hear. On that note of efficiency, is there a time or how much time can an advisor save using data migration?
Yeah, that is another great question. It's hard to be specific with how to quantify it, if you will, Kate, but it's going to really save hours when you look at it holistically. Going back to the data migration side of things, you know, there's different circumstances why, you know, advisors change custodians or broker dealers. And when you switch broker dealers, that information, that data does not automatically go to your new account if you use our retail version. So I bring that up that, you know, if you were to start from scratch and not have that data migrated over and you have hundreds of clients, that's going to take hours to re-enter that data into the system. By leveraging our team, we have technology in place that's going to systematically migrate that data from your old account to your new account. So it's there seamlessly. Because if not, you're going to have to re-enter all their income, their expenses, all from scratch.
Wow, that has to be so helpful, especially just the saving time aspect on its own, I imagine has to be incredibly helpful for the advisor. Of course, with that though, I'm sure a top concern for many advisors is just ensuring that the data within the system is secure. How does your team work to ensure data security?
Absolutely. So we require, and it's mandatory for the advisors when they provide us client data, for it to be uploaded strictly to the advisor vault and not via email. If there's a unique situation where they cannot access their advisor vault for whatever reason, we will accept that via email encrypted. But at the end of the day, our process is for our advisors to utilize the advisor vault based off of the security we have in place with their e-money system as a whole. At the bottom of eMoney, there's a security slick that really talks about the security at eMoney and how we're safe and secure. On top of everything I just mentioned, as far as uploading sensitive client data to the vault, with eMoney, it's password protection, right? To access eMoney, you have to have a username and password. And we also have a two-factor authentication feature where a code gets sent to your phone to be able to log in. So I just mentioned that by instructing our advisors to upload all the data into their vault, all the routine and security we have in place organically is going to protect that. We have the highest encryption. Our system uses a 256-bit socket layer. And we also have, you know, routine security testing. We work with the security team on a quarterly basis to make sure everything is up to date and that we're up to standards throughout our time being existence being a service. We had no security breaches or anything like that. And nothing is saved to our employees' personal laptops. Everything is saved to our cloud, which is in that secure environment.
It's very helpful to hear that you can have both the efficiency aspect and also the data security aspect as well. One thing I want to kind of circle back on is the idea of that relationship being important. Obviously, not just between the advisor and the clients, but between the advisor and the data migration team. We talked a little bit about that earlier. What does the communication cadence look like between your team and advisors? How often are they able to communicate with someone from your team? And I guess, what does that really look like for them?
The communication between, you know, our team and the advisors is consistent. You know, anytime they have questions, we're available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern. So we make sure we're, you know, staffed really around the clock. So when emails come in, we can answer them as soon as possible. And really, we understand the advisors are busy, right? Sometimes it's hard to check emails. Their days are just full of meetings. I bring that up that, you know, really, it can be a two-way street, right? Where the advisors have questions, we answer them right away. And we also do a good job of being proactive and giving them updates and touch points throughout the case life. If we are backed up, our queue is busy, and there's unforeseen circumstances, you know, we're going to make sure that we let the advisor know right away, hey, this is going to be delayed a little bit. Does this fit your timeline? Really, again, going back to meeting their expectations and even exceeding. We're big on picking up the telephone. Sometimes emails are great. That's how we communicate a lot nowadays, is via email. But sometimes it's more more efficient and more productive to pick up the phone and just talk things through verbally, get more kind of direct, concrete answers. So again, really understanding what the advisor's preference is. We set up a lot of Zoom calls. We share screens and just make sure, you know, we're understanding what's on those financial documents before we enter into e-money. So the communication is really the service side of things, the way I look at it. From a customer service standpoint, we want to make sure we're giving timely updates for how the case is evolving. If we're unsure of something, we're asking questions. And at the end of the day, again, you know, meeting the client's and advisor's expectations.
It sounds like really just being clear on from the data migration side to the advisors and with the advisors, and the communication seems to just be a really big part of that relationship, which is great. And I'm happy that you're able to share that with our listeners. If you had an advisor who was working with your team and they got a new client, as an advisor gets new clients, is there a standard process set for how they update our team at eMoney with that information and new client data? How does that process typically work?
It's really going to be the same process each time, by, you know, following the same steps with submitting a request form, that creating a case in our queue, that then being assigned to a specialist, and that specialist working on that case in theory right away. On that request form, there are special instructions. If you are used to working with, you know, one specialist versus the other, or any specific kind of process-related things we should be aware of. But at the end of the day, it's really the same process for new clients, existing clients, where it's that process earlier we just kind of reviewed that we require, you know, each time.
That's helpful to know. It's not just a curveball thrown their way if they get a new client, which I'm sure happens very frequently as you're working with these advisors. One of the things that I'm really curious about is, if data migration takes away from the advisor's opportunity to get into the details of their client's data at all, because obviously with the advisor-client relationship, the advisor having visibility into seeing their client's data is a huge part of the planning experience and the relationship. And so if it does not take away from that, how does it help support them in getting a great look at their client's information?
E-money is complicated, right? Very nuanced. So that our team does a great job of also entering the information, but trying to educate and teach our advisors how we do things. What I mean by that, internally, you know, our success coaches, our trainers share this with new customers. We have best practices that we've built and created over time of how to, you know, enter data in the system, how to leverage e-money with your clients, using different tools. So I think at the end of the day, you know, even though you're outsourcing us entering the data in, we do a great job of teaching and showing our advisors how we entered it in. We do this on phone calls, showing them how we entered, for example, a Roth 401k. That can be a little complicated, how to show, you know, Roth value versus traditional value. So anytime, you know, we receive a statement for 401k and there's a value for Roth versus traditional, we'll go ahead and explain to our advisors how to enter that in the system. Not to dive down a rabbit hole, but in that example, you have to make the 401k a Roth 401k, and that'll open up the Roth value field. And then you can specify what the traditional value pre-tax is versus the Roth post-tax. So, you know, we could just enter that in and go about our business, but we'll let them know what we did and why we did it. So if they decide not to use our services going forward, they know how to model it for future clients. I think that's the biggest piece, is our team does a great job of showing and helping explain why we enter that in.
It does. That teaching component has to be huge in the relationship between your team and the advisors, and then from there, also, it plays a role in the relationship between the advisor and the clients, because you're giving them the tools that they need to fully explain things to their clients and have an understanding of how everything is working together in eMoney so that they can go through that process with their clients and sit down and have those interactive meetings with them and utilize features in the application to the full potential that those features offer. How do you feel an advisor utilizing data migration services can really continue to lend to that stronger advisor-client relationship and understanding for the client of what their financial picture really looks like?
Yeah, I think it really speaks to what I was saying earlier, is just allowing the advisors to have more time to focus on their clients and build those relationships. By saving time and money and using our services, it's going to allow them to feel confident and comfortable presenting to their clients. At the end of the day, the data is the blood and heart of their client, right? Without the client data in there, you cannot do the planning for the future. So I really, from our point of view, we really want the advisor to be focusing on that advisor-client relationship and, leveraging our team to do the dirty work, to enter in the income, enter in the expenses, all the facts, and then allow the advisor to present that to their clients and use those hours that we spent and putting that data to really increase their client relationship. That's the big piece of this, the feedback we hear from advisors, as well as just doing this throughout the years.
You're so right in saying that the data is the heart and blood of the planning process and of everything in this relationship between your team and the advisor, because you're right. Without the data, they don't have a full financial plan to work with for their clients. So I love that. And I think it's great. What we highlighted today really focuses on how data migration services can really help with both the efficiency of the process of financial planning, but also the relationship between the advisor and the client. And you mentioned confident, and I think that that's something really key. We want to put our advisors in a place where they are confident about talking about the data that they are sharing with clients and that they're working with their clients. And I think that data migration services allows for exactly that. So thank you so much for all of that information. This was so incredibly helpful. Before we leave today, Stephen, where can users go to find more information on data migration services?
Absolutely. So it's going to be in a couple places. On our corporate website at emoneyadvisor.com, if you type that into your browser, at the top, you'll see services and support. Click on that link. If you scroll down, you'll then see a data migration services field. So if you click into that link, that will then kind of bring you to a page specifically for our team. And it has a lot of great talking points, what we do, how we can benefit your firm, a lot of things we talked about today. As well, when you're signed into eMoney, your eMoney account, on the bottom footer, you're going to see a data migration services link. When you click on that, that's going to be another shortcut to our corporate page, just a different way to get there. And then a couple other things, under the help section, when you're logged into eMoney, if you search data migration, you're going to find some slicks and user guides on our team. A lot of the same stuff we talked about today will be in writing, how you contact us, what our services are. And then lastly, email datamigration@emoneyadvisor.com. That's how you can get directly in touch with us and we can answer any questions, talk next steps, things like that. And that email address is located on the corporate website, like we just talked about. So that's how you get in touch with us and we want to help out. We're here waiting.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephen. It was so great to have you on the podcast today. And thank you for sharing everything about data migration with our listeners. I found it very informational myself, but I'm sure that they did as well. And I'm fully confident that people will listen to this feeling like, okay, how can I make my business more efficient? And this is one of those ways. So thank you so much for joining today.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast. Stephen shared a lot of insight into how the data migration experience works both on eMoney's end and on your end as the advisor. Remember, if you have questions on any of the topics we cover on the podcast, you can search the help menu in eMoney for additional resources or reach out to us at knowledgebasedcontent@emoneyadvisor.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll catch you on another episode of the Knowledge Base Podcast soon.